Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This parsha is Tazria. If I may inject a personal note, it's a special parsha for me, because my grandson, Yaakov Gewirtz, becomes Bar Mitzvah to Shabbos.
Mazal Tov.
Thank you. And that's a special moment for a grandfather.
Where's that going to be? Here?
It's going to be in South Bend, Indiana, believe it or not. Which just goes to prove, the Jewish conspiracy theory that we're all over the world. And so the parsha of Tazria deals with a spiritual disease of tzaras, of having some type of
leprosy.
Leprosy is really, that's the way it had been usually translated, but the leprosy is not the disease that the Torah had in mind. In fact, it's obvious from all Jewish commentators that tzaras in that form in the Torah doesn't exist today. As there are many things that became extinct, there are many diseases that became extinct, there are many viruses that no longer are around. I mean, the Lord always seems to replace them with others, but that one is not here anymore. And the tzaras of biblical times is not leprosy, but some say it's a form of skin cancer, a melanoma type of disease, God forbid. Anyway, whatever it was.
But it wasn't only limited to people, though.
It wasn't. Well, that's the interesting thing here, is that it affected clothing, it affected homes. So therefore, it was a spiritual disease. It was a societal disease. It was a disease that was transmitted by society, and the rabbis say it was transmitted by speech, mm-hmm. by talking. And talking the wrong things, saying the wrong things, slander, obscenities, defiling speech. And one of the great ideas of Judaism is that speech is holy. Being able to communicate, being able to talk is what makes us human. There are other species in our universe that are able to communicate one to another, but there's no one that has this gift of speech and of communication. Not only that, of communication between generations. Mm-hmm. I mean, a dolphin can talk to another dolphin, but the next generation of dolphins doesn't know what that previous generation of dolphins had to say. And we build one generation upon the next, certainly in Judaism, but that's true in everything, right? I mean, we would never get past 2 + 2 = 4 if we weren't able to communicate to the generations. And because of that, therefore, it's a gift. It's a special gift. It's the uniqueness of man. And when man defiles gifts, I think all of us have the same experience. You give a gift to somebody, and that person takes it in front of your eyes, throws it in the garbage bin, you feel terribly hurt, even though he didn't need the gift. Even though, why did you do that, right, if I gave you something? I recall, since we're talking about grandchildren, that I wanted to, if you give your 3-year-old grandchild a gift, the child plays with the box, not with the gift, right? And why even bother,
But
the grandparent puts in all the effort to find the most educational toy. You bring it home, the kid's playing with the box, right, or with the ribbon, which is also human beings, right? We don't get what, we're always playing with the box. We're not playing what we were given. But here, God gave us speech. And the rabbi said, "Achayim v'amovet b'yad alashon." Life and death depends on the tongue. So here you have a counterbalance. All of Judaism is balance. The basic rule in Jewish life is balance, not to be extreme. There are only two extremes that are allowed. To be extremely humble and to never give in to anger. Those are the only two extremes. Otherwise, a person should be balanced. You shouldn't be a miser, shouldn't be a spendthrift, etc. So here you have two extremes. One extreme is free speech. The other extreme is, as Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said in his famous Supreme Court decision, you're not allowed to shout fire in the midst of a crowded theater when there is no fire, even though it's free speech. So all of society looks for a line, right? We look for a place for a balance. Everybody should have the right to say whatever they want to say. On the other hand, you can't say things that are going to destroy others or destroy yourself. And that was the idea of the limitation on speech. So the Tsaras was like an open test of speech, of how well we use the gift, whether we bother to open the box. And that was the biblical form of communicating that message. And therefore, Tsaras, you didn't go to a doctor, you went to the Kohen. You didn't take an injection or pills, but rather you brought the service in the temple, etc. Because since it was a spiritually induced virus, so to speak, the only way you could counteract it, the only way you get immunity, would be also through spiritual behavior and seeing it in that fashion. So that was the greatness of this otherwise difficult parsha to understand, because it attempts to point out to us this great gift of speech and the balance and line that a person should have regarding what one says, how to guard one's tongue.
Finding the Right Balance in Judaism with Rabbi Beryl Wine. Thank you, Rabbi.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.